Welcome, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Great Red Line Podcast Show. Hey, what's up, everyone? How's your day? My day is going fine. Your day is going fine? My day is going fine. It's so good to live. Get up. You know, we got to pray for those who didn't make it out of the bed and everything. You know, and thank God that you did. And you're still above the ground, okay? And just, you know, just go with the flow, you know. I know things is hard. I know that you really think that the world is going upside down, it's unbalanced and everything. And you never know. And it might be. We got all this stuff that's going on in the world and everything. And we just gotta be cool. You know? And I see things as more edible, and try to not to look at left and right, but I try to stay focused on where my goals are at, and they're in front of me. They're not left, they're not right, they're not down and up, and they sure not in back of me, because nothing back there is but burning bridges and trash that I left behind. You know, when I say trash, I just say trash that I left behind. And I put it in gear and get the finger and rode on down that road. And it feels good. You know, sometimes you gotta look back, remind yourself, but don't stay there too long. Do not stay there too long, okay? But just try to move on and see where you know, where you belong, okay? And really, probably got that much news, because my podcast writers, they on vacation too. Oh yeah, so soon in all these episodes after March is done, you'll probably get a couple more episodes, then season 4 will end. Okay. And won't be back until August, right around football time, okay? Taking a nice big break. That way, I won't be up, on and off. Letting y'all know now. That way, y'all know by April, May, June, and July, be taking a break, okay? But you will be getting your true crimes stories. You will be getting the stat. Because the science fiction story, Tales from the Science Fiction, ain't going to be starting until next year. So you'll definitely be getting that. Probably around, I'll say, a couple episodes, season 1 of that, baby. Around June or July, okay? It's gonna be like a couple episodes and see how it goes. See if y'all go tune in. If y'all tune in, it's just gonna be reports. like true crimes, what happened, how it happened, and everything, who's involved and stuff. Some stuff like you see on Facebook, okay? It's also going to be on the YouTube channel, the Corey Whitlock Podcast YouTube channel. And I will be reading it to y'all, the scripts and everything. So, tune in, subscribe to the channel, view the channel, subscribe to the channel, ring that bell, and every time a new video comes up, and when I'm on the podcast, you will get your true crimes report. And it's not going to be only in Baltimore, but it's going to be all over the states, including Hawaii and Alaska. See what's going on in Alaska and Hawaii. They got crime too. So we're going to see that. And we'll make it a little fun. We'll probably see if we can get into the radio, you know, listen to the radio too and stuff. Police radio that you can do on your phone. We'll get into that. We'll make it a little fun and everything. But that's really what it will come down to. And we, and my partner and I, we're just working hard. Right after break, we'll go right to work with that. And time that's gone, it'll be time for the fifth season, 5 years of the Corey Whitlock Podcast Show on Speaker. Thank you, iHeartRadio. Thank you, Speak. All the people associated with the podcast, the website, and everything, and making this show possible, and making everyone who can have their own podcast possible. So all the staff, all the engineers, all the designers, and everything, thank you. Thank you so much. And I do my little feedback, okay? I'm talking to the speak staff. I do my little feedback when y'all put it up there. And I just ask for y'all to, so we can get access to our bank accounts. Put that up there, okay? PayPal just don't work, okay? It just don't work. PayPal don't work. If you can make a link to our bank accounts, and then we get that little penny cash, we can just split it right in our bank account. All we have to do is link it to our bank account, put it up there, you put it in, send it to the bank, and we'll get it. You know, my bank is M&T Bank. So all you have to do is get a link to M&T Bank. I just put my bank account in and link it right to my bank account. I mean, that's what some of the other podcasts, like Anchor and all, do. So I don't know why you still got PayPal. Because people want to go straight to their bank account, you know. Then I got to go to PayPal, deal with them, and I don't got a good relationship because they lie on me and everything. So I just don't have a really good relationship with them. But that's the feedback that I ask for. And whatever you can do, make Speak better. Y'all guys in charge. Y'all the one that make this possible for everybody else. So when you get a new design, make a new design website, you know, and 5 years after fifth year, I'm going on to Anchor. You know, so I'm moving on to Anchor after 5 years. After 5 years is up. And like 5 years at Style of Mars, been 5 years with y'all. And then probably be gone from Style of Mars. I mean, it's a good job, everybody. Don't get me wrong. No. I ain't saying that. Great job. Great staff and everything. It's problems and it's stuck up nose people, you know, funny acting people and all. But it's a good job because I don't let it bother me. I punch in, I sit at the desk, on my computer in the morning, and then I just wait for it's time to go upstairs. I go upstairs and do my thing. When it's time to go, it's time to go. No. My ride comes at 3:45, and I'm downstairs. Sometimes it comes a little early. That's what I set it up for, 3:45. And I'm out. And I don't have time for all that drama and other stuff. So here's some great music, and I'll be right back. My book Data Blood is coming out 2024, March the 30th of 2024. Data Blood is about an alien race been here for a long time among us, and he's been working for the government. He's been collecting secret data and secrets that the government have been hiding from the public, the people, and he's going to expose it. And then once he get caught, everybody from like Russia and United States will be after him. And it's going to be a lot of action, killing, loving, and everything in this book. And it's going to be a good book, and it's going to be on Amazon. Hopefully it'll be in hard copy and paperback, and it'll definitely be an ebook. So go get it. Go get the other two books that's on there now. But go get this book, Data Blood, by Corey Whitlock, March 30th, 2024. Okay, next year. And there's another book coming out later on that year, probably around December. Two books. And I'll let you know the other one when the other one come out, all right? And two more books after in 2025. And I'm going to release like three books in 2026. So go get them, people. All right. Thank you. And thank you for listening. And enjoy your music.
Getting love from my city. I roll call for the DMV. In my own lane, you could still ride with me.
Lord knows I made mistakes.
You won't end, but it's too late.
I don't need your support just to know I'm important.
I won't ever sell myself short, 'cause I know you see me on the come up. Big girl with big dreams and big drip. Talk is cheap, but please dare me to run up. I'ma put my money where my mouth is. Talk a good game, I'm my alphabet. Even on my worst days, still an alphabet. Standing next to me, you gotta be an alphabet. Eight ball in your pocket, I'm your alphabet. Space of mine, making boss moves in my own time, and I
ride my own rides.
Find me all alone, I'm on the road. I had to take a couple hits, a couple stones, but targets I don't ever miss. they wanna know.
Still to be me.
Let me give you this game for free. No, you see me on a come up. Big girl with big dreams and big drip. Talk is cheap, but please dare me to run up. I'ma put my money where my mouth is. Talk a good game, I'm an alphabet. Even on my worst day, still an alphabet. Standing next to me, you gotta be an alphabet. Eight ball in your pocket, I'm your alphabet. Yeah, alphabet.
Well, that was some good music, wasn't it? Everybody keep talking about, it's on the news now, and everybody keep talking about this thing, this drone flying over Russia, over the Black Sea, and, you know, keep hearing about on the news that, and now they saying it's Russia fault, and Russia lied and everything. Of course, Russia ain't going to tell you the truth. Russia don't like you. You know, They don't like you. And when you think Russia gonna say, oh yeah, we took one of our jet planes and hit your drone, you know? Now, they saying it's nothing on the data. That's what they saying now. And Russia's over there getting the data because it fell in the Black Sea and everything. And Russia's over there getting the data and all. And people, they gonna keep on. They gonna keep on, and they're gonna be an international incident, and that's it. That's it. It's all over. Russia hit one of the United States planes, or NATO planes. That's it. Or NATO and United States hit one of the Russia planes. It's going to be a big argument, and somebody going to get really angry, and they finally going to get what they want. No, they're going to finally get what they want. It's not going to be fair to us, for the country, for the people who live in their countries. These leaders need to get with it, from North Korea, to China, to Russia, and the United States. They need to sit down and have a nice, disgusting talk. And think about what they're doing. Because right now, no one cares about no one. Keep playing around. Remember, those who cry wolf. And when the big bad wolf do comes, everybody gonna be running, looking stupid.
On the road, headed back to New Orleans, driving in the country, past old timey scenes. Big birds were singing in the tall willow trees, mighty fine. Three words written on a paper bag, I miss you, was written in a message in black. Thrown in a van, 2,000 miles back, a better time. How many souls and times that I've told the places that I'd want to be, and how many days when I could have stayed instead of just getting up to leave and given we made. Meet you down the line. A long coat, walking on a New York street. A pack of crushed cigarettes that fell to her feet. Well, ain't it odd how some people meet? That's the truth. And two pictures buried in a guitar case, underneath the music sheets all over the place. I caught a glimpse of the sweetest girl's face I ever knew. And how many souls, times that I've told, the places that I'd like to be, and how many days when I could have stayed instead of just getting up to leave and given we make time. meet you down the line. And all the days from now to then, if they never seem to come or to go, find me in your memories that keep you from getting so low. And given we make time, I'll meet you down the line, down the line. Meet up down the line, down the line.
Well, that was a pretty song, and yeah, I like that. Kind of like that. This, see, those kind of songs tell stories, and I like rap music too. They tell stories too, you know, the good rap music, you know, but that kind of music make you think, make you just sit back and look out the window and think about things. And people, we just need to go and exhale, you know. Because like I said, they keep talking about this drone. They keep accusing Russia. And I don't know. Don't know. Please. I just hope they can settle this.
Whenever you're down, out in the cold, faithless and dark, your story's untold. Come take my hand and walk there with me. I know a place where we can be free. There is a light shining for you, guiding your way. Shadows and gloom are all that you see.
all the people, this minute, see that voice down in the mountaintop, you will be free. Yeah. This one more time, let's play that song. And this is for Russia, China, North Korea, and of course, our yokeheads, leaders up in Capitol Hill. Listen to this song. Playing it one more time. For the governments and for the people all over the world. This song,
listen. Whenever you're down, out in the cold, faithless and dark, your story's untold.
Because Jesus is in control. Don't forget that Russia. Don't forget that China. Don't forget that North Korea. Or the people in Capitol Hill. Jesus is in charge. He's in charge. He's in charge.
Guiding your way, helping you through. When shadows and gloom are all that you see, we'll find a place where we can be free. From the mountaintop down to the deepest valley, hear a voice calling.
Sometimes you need songs like that just to say, what the heck is going on? You know, you just need some songs just like that. And, wow. There we go. And you know, we will be free. You know, we will be free. Like I said, he's in control. And don't get me wrong, people. You think I'm worried about this? It's a little bit on my mind. I'm not carrying it as I'm bugging, okay? It's just a lot of crazy stuff. Androids, then back in February and January you had the balloons. Now you had the droid planes crashing into Russia planes. Before then you had the spy balloons or whatever they was, and the media just going crazy over it, you know, just putting more flames in the fire, and American media is just need to concentrate on what's going on here in America. You know, you need to talk about the homeless people. You need to talk about the property. You need to go to all the cities, and get on these people and get on your government. And I mean, I know Fox News is pretty bad. I can't say what I want to say, but I know Fox News is just like an a-hole, and it's very bad newsing and everything. But you got to blame MSNBC. You got to blame CBS, NBC, and CNN, and all too. Okay, because they did keep dragging it on and on and on and on. And boy, they won't be happy until something happened too. You know, especially Fox News. They just waiting to blame something on Joe Biden. They just waiting, you know. And everything is Joe Biden's fault. Everything is Joe Biden's fault. Joe Biden this, Joe Biden that. I turn on the news right now. That's all Fox News is talking about, Joe Biden. And he probably talking about the Russia. They probably talking about the Russia plane. Why did they have a plane out there? Why Joe Biden let the plane fly out there? You know, it would have happened on Donald Trump watch. It would have been a whole different story. That's what Fox News would be doing. You know, they would be covering Donald Trump little ugly tail. You know. But seem like Joe Biden, Barack Obama, and Bill Clinton always get the foot in the butt when they had to clean up the Republicans. Bullcrap. They had to take the mop and clean the bullcrap up that they messed up, you know. It's terrible, people. I mean, terrible.
I know you ain't doing this to yourself. Stop what you're doing and let him go. Pack up all your things when you're finally done. Call me up, sweet mama, we'll run. 'Cause oh, what a way to live a life. Living in pain and fear as a wife. I said next time he hurts you, I'll know when. That time will be the last he ever hurts you. We all feel it too, we know you're hurt. And I know some time will pass before you know what's real. And I can't change the way you feel. But oh, what a way to live a life. Living in pain and fear as a wife. I said next time he hurts you, I'll know when. That time will be the last he ever hurts you again.
This is for all the abusive ways and everything. You hear what he said? There's good men out there that will do it, who really like you, and you just got this slob, this just keep hurting you. And you are, and on the other end, you got this man who really loves you and do anything for you. It's women out there not paying attention to what God's sending them. You got one man just lay around, don't work, and he just beat on you, abuse you. And then you got another man walk over a puddle for you. But you don't pay attention to that man. But this man beats you and treats you bad and ain't even threatening you. Called A Song for a Friend.
Pain and fear as a wild heart. I said next time he hurts you, I'll know. Let time will be the last he ever hurt you again. He'll do it again, again and again.
Some more pants and all, and I just hope that y'all enjoying the songs and everything, and I will continue looking for new music and everything. I know sometimes it's the same song, you know, but they do that on the regular radio station too. They wait for 10 minutes and then play the same song again. But, you know, I'm trying to find something new for you. And, you know, I mean, it's not that much on these, on this, on free music stuff. So, I'm trying, so you can enjoy the music and the topics, the material that I bring. And today's topic is what's going on in the air. No, United States government. Hey, Republicans, Democrats, what's going on in the air? What y'all doing? Are y'all really trying to start something with Russia? Stay away from that country, you know? Just stay away from it. Put the pensions and summons and whatever you have to do on Russia, but stay away. Or just take them out. You know? You know he's evil. He's a devil walking the earth. You know he's crazy. So just leave him alone. You know? Help Ukraine. Concentrate on Ukraine. To kick them people, keep them Russian people out of Ukraine. You know? But Russia, look at big old bad bully Russia picking on a little country. You know? And you know it's wrong. Putin knows it's wrong. Picking on a little country. China, same way. Going to, ready to go to Tokyo and pick on Tokyo. They just mind their own business. Their own little pennants and everything. And they talking about China might invade. I just hope not. Leave Hong Kong alone, you know. It's an island right near China. China still own Beirut, Beijing, whatever they call it, the main country, the main capital in China. Beijing, whatever, okay? The country, China mainland, then you got Tokyo, and all of that. And then you got the island, Hong Kong, Tokyo, and everything, okay? So, I don't think Hong Kong and Tokyo is on the mainland, but China still runs it. But they independent, you know? I don't know, they got a president and all of that stuff, but they independent from China. And China want go invade that country. I mean, I don't know if it's a country or it's still considered as a country to China, or it's an independent country. I don't know. Y'all guys should look at that up. I know Hong Kong is on the island, though. And I know Tokyo. And China, the main island is Beirut or whatever it's called. And the main island and all. And China don't do nothing with all this island. The whole country. Half of the country you can't live in. So is Russia. Got all that land. You want to start a war? Come on. You gotta be kidding me. This make me angry just talking about it.
Hell for myself. I made something that can't be held, so I could be alone. So I could be alone. I carry my mother's name. She said the heart's a game that we don't play. So I'll be alone. Yeah, I'll be alone. I'm staring at the other side. I'm too scared to decide. I'm staring at the other side, and I'm hoping it's different this time. Would she
everyone, thank you for listening. Thank you for wonderful, and I hope that you have a great time. And I hope the summer and spring and happy Easter and everything, you know? And it's 2 more weeks. I will be on vacation, and the 30th is be the last episode of season 4, and been a great season, people, and I thank you for having let me do this a full season, and all the people that listen, thank you. The show will continue until March the 30th. I'll put some more contact up and try to get what I can, and hopefully y'all will join me for in August for season 5. Tell your friends and family, co-workers and everything. Alright? And we will have some new contact music and stuff like that on the Corey Woodlock Podcast Show. So live long and prosper. May the force of God be with you. And then always, we love you. Good night.